gas back probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We were without electric.
What Seaside looks after the storm hit and what it was before. Hopefully we can get everything back before the summer and Memorial Day weekend.
Can you imagine still the lingering effects of one nasty hurricane? Yo-yo, America. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. So much is happening. Where to begin? Well, we dive into politics, which, by the way, according to a new Gallup poll, we're all sick of politics. That certainly tells you something, doesn't it? Because the way our country rolls is through Washington, and the clashes and how polarized we are, I think we've had it up to here. I do. And all the nooks and crannies that I'm so fond of, the buzz in the backyard, is we don't want to deal with the people who hold our fates, at least our money in the balance, and do such a lousy job of it. I'll say it again at the top of this thing, and there they were talking about Sandy and how they're getting back on their feet, and that funding sort of hangs in the balance. The 15th, it should be funded all the way through. It's the 50-plus billion. However, there was a little dance that had to happen that really infuriated Chris Christie, and really has pushed him into action and made him think about running in 2016. I wouldn't be shocked if he really tried hard to snag that nomination. So, you know, here's the thing. America Tonight was started on the principle of, at least for me, that you have a voice. Every once in a while, I get on the soapbox, I give you that little push. And the push is, don't think if you're in Mississippi, Illinois, Ottumwa, Iowa, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Dallas, Texas, you Texans have such fire, which is why Texans are so proud of their state, because you have such fire in the belly and going after things. You have to have that to change the landscape in America. And we can change it by holding the people who we elect in a democratic process, by holding them accountable for what they do. Performance bonuses, all that kind of stuff. Waiting times for bills. Spending more time in Washington, a huge, huge part of the problem. And that's why when you have a guy like Christie, the governor of New Jersey, saying that the people waited seven times longer than the victims of Hurricane Katrina for a recovery package, and you hear the people at the top and what they're saying, oh, we finally just got electricity back a couple of weeks ago. Wow. When did Sandy happen? 72 days ago, Chris Christie says. He makes a good point and says, I hope everyone in America clearly understands New Jersey, both Republicans and Democrats, will never stand silent when our citizens are being shortchanged. That's why people like Chris Christie, because he's pushing for the people he represents. This is something we don't see when it comes to Congress, when it comes to our senators and comes to our congressmen. And that's why you still have a voice and a stake in so much of what happens. So let Chris Christie be a lesson that you can do the same thing. By the way, the New Jersey governor has pressed the feds to provide that quick assistance to the people who were battered by the storm when it ripped up a lot of the coastal areas. Seaside Heights, you heard that guy mention it there, was one of the worst. We all have the image in our head of a roller coaster in the water. They were even thinking of charging and giving tours of it because people were so fascinated by it. They might have made a little bit of money, but they decided, no, we're not going to leave it there, and that's not what we're going to do. Christie last week slammed Speaker John Boehner, who pulled the Sandy relief bill just before the end of the 112th Congress. And Christie has continued to say there's only one group of people to blame for the suffering of the innocent victims, and it's the House majority and the Speaker. And he's not laid off of that. I mean, Boehner had a Friday vote on a $9.7 billion relief bill, and that was signed by the Prez on Sunday. That's good, but there's still so much more missing from this that has to get passed and then get funded, and, you know, that chain takes a little while. So it's not like direct deposit. Oh, here we go. Here's your billions. It's just, it's not that, he knows it, and Christie knows it. It's not that that simple. And so the process, he's right when he says 72 days and counting. It's been a very, very long time. And these are people who need to get things, I mean, need to get things going. Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, believe it or not, I'm not going to spend the hour lecturing. Certainly you're invited to throw in your two cents on any and all of it. Including, you know, FEMA. Are we going to get to the point where we can't help all the states that need funding because we don't have any money anymore? So sorry, you're on your own. Look to your neighbors. Oh, that would be brutal because of the amount of money that you need. So here's the number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Also coming up in this hour, we'll talk to a guy, Dave Walker, who used to be comptroller in the U.S. and was also in charge of the Government Accountability Office. And, boy, he has some great insights into what he says was ridiculous with the fiscal cliff and the deal that was cut. And you've got business groups in D.C. that are worried that a deal to increase the debt ceiling is going to also raise taxes. There are a lot of people that are aligned with the Prez on the need to lift the debt limit, but there's also a lot of businesses that fear that new tax revenue will be considered as they look at ways to handle the deficit cuts in the agreement. And somehow this people missed out on this and didn't realize that this was going to be part of the process. Just assuming, well, they got that done, and then we'll see what happens when we get to the debt ceiling. Certainly that would have to be lifted. It wouldn't make any sense not to do that. Wow. And unfortunately, it doesn't make sense because of how many years it's been happening and now what it looks like to us. We're not even paying anywhere near the principal. And we're giving half of our secrets away to the Chinese in some of these fire sales, bankruptcy sales, as we learned just the other day with one of our great guests on America Tonight. But Dave Walker has some things to say that I think will make your ears really perk up, or at least the hair on your arms stand completely up. The Dems are looking for $1 trillion in new money. $1 trillion, you better hide. Where are they getting that $1 trillion? And, you know, this is going to be over the course of time, so it'll be spread out. We got to have that. We got to have some slash. That's the thing. We have to have some slash. Traditionally, tax and slash does not work. Doesn't work. In fact, Republicans are actually pretty right when they say tax reform should be revenue neutral. So additional money collected by eliminating or curbing tax breaks and deductions should be used to do what? Lower rates. Stay with us, Joe Biden and the NRA. What do those two have in common? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Speaking at an NRA event, and the NRA isn't speaking on the Hill. Instead, it'll most likely be a closed-door meeting that they're invited to. The president will meet with the National Rifle Association and a bunch of other groups later this week. The president put him on a mission. Yep, it wasn't to collect souvenirs around the world and shake hands and kiss babies. Instead, let's give him something with some meat in it. Let's talk gun violence and have a task force. And you're in charge, Joe Biden, and that's what happened. So Biden and the cabinet members that are still left before they ditch their jobs were told, it was announced on Tuesday, will include gun safety and sportsmen's groups. I like the classification sportsmen's groups, as well as Hollywood and video games interests, any of those, too. So this is pretty wide, I'd say, the investigation into this. And what this will do to change gun laws and what he will deliver recommendation-wise to the press by the end of the month, let's see ultimately what that is. With the violent video games, that's automatically where some people's heads go, but we've had people on that have disproved that theory that, yes, watching too much TV and video games can stir other things up, but mass shootings, no. There is no direct evidence for that. But they're invited to the party. Some people would say, well, it's in poor taste. Why not get rid of them anyway? Obama formed Biden's task force in response to what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. We don't have to rehash that. You understand it. 6 and 7-year-olds, 20 of them. And, you know, all together, 27 were dead if you include the shooter. So what will happen in these meetings could be interesting, because I would think that the NRA and the Obama administration's wishes, they would butt heads completely. But, I mean, the White House is supposedly weighing a couple of different approaches on gun control that would go beyond the assault weapons and high-capacity clips that have gotten attention. The Biden group is considering universal background checks for gun buyers and a national database to track movement and sale of weapons that would, I'm sure, be opposed by the NRA. Why would they want that? I'm going to say that would be a definite no. That's not happening. The video game entertainment people, there's been a lot of scrutiny, but like I said, does this lead to gun violence? I'm going to say doubtful. What I think is intriguing is the education secretary, for all of you, just to give you some background to inject this, the education secretary, a guy named Arnie Duncan, is going to meet with parents and teachers and other groups, while Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is going to meet with the people pushing mental health and the safety of our people through having better mental health offered. So medical groups, communities, advocates for children and families, that whole thing is going to be part of this effort to get an input from a whole bunch of different interests. That's what they're trying to do, and then come up with some kind of a plan. And it's interesting, the timing, because you have Gabby Giffords and her husband, the former astronaut Mark Kelly, who started a political action committee aimed at reducing gun violence. You had James Holmes, who killed 12 people at an Aurora, Colorado movie theater, wounded 58 at the latest Batman flick. In court, a federal agent testified that Holmes bought nearly 6,300 rounds of ammunition, two Glock 40 caliber pistols, a 223 caliber semi-automatic rifle, and a 12 gauge shotgun. That's what they have him listed as having, all that stuff. And a lot of questions swirl around the Lanza family and his mental state. What about the background? And he used a Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle that his mother had obtained legally, so there's nothing but questions that still hang in the balance there, and he didn't think to leave any kind of a whatsoever of a note. So, you know, this is about tracing, tracking, and trying to figure it out. And it's serious stuff. I mean, it is serious stuff. But what will be the takeaway? This is political. Everything's political. This is definitely political, because Obama's playing for the anti-gun team. The NRA is the biggest lobbyist, and the push is for gun rights. So where does this whole thing end up? I say it again and again and again. Before even this happened in Newtown, Connecticut, the Supreme Court gets this gift hand-wrapped. Without a doubt, it's going to go all the way up the flagpole. I would be shocked. I mean, absolutely shocked if that wasn't the case. But I don't think so. I don't think so. That's not what we're looking at. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Boy, they are playing with the devil on this one.
They are playing with the devil on this one. I think that the split across this country is going to get even bigger.
Okay. NRAs in the farm education, the first thing they need to do is have a class on semi-automatic and automatic and the whole nine yards. Do what you do when you get a CHL. Learn everything you can about caliber, gun safety, when to, when not to use a firearm. Just have a class right there in the White House and have everybody attend it. And I think it'll open a bunch of eyes, and they'll figure it out that way. But don't start in the middle and work your way out. You're going to get burned up.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. It is about, we say this, you and I have talked about this, it's about responsible gun ownership. So start from the beginning of where you need to be on this. Yeah.
You know, don't just start in the middle like everybody's like everybody's on the same page, because we're not.
Yeah.
These people do not know firearms the way Texans
know them,
for the most part. You know, so don't just stuff pop that away. You've got to start on page one and work your way out. Don't start in the middle. We're going to get burned.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, well said, Pete. Thanks for the call. He says, well, you know, don't start in the middle. Absolutely. Because if you do that, he's absolutely right. You know, taking away the guns, the revolting, people will just want to rise up, that whole theory of wanting to rise up. And the reason why is because they don't want to lose their guns, recreational guns, whatever, guns to protect themselves in their house, whatever it is. So the tug of war will get very, very ugly if it doesn't go down the right way. I mean, that's truly what it is. So, you know, this debate that we have happening, and the fact that you have a debate about education and what's right and what shouldn't happen and what should happen, and can we really have an armed guard at the school, and all that stuff all becomes, it's all part of this. It's all part of the fodder. And in the end, somebody's going to get shredded if we don't find some kind of commonality and make it all make sense. But I don't see how it's going to make sense. It makes sense to educate. It makes sense to start from the beginning, get somebody acclimated, absolutely. But will there be that opportunity? And the White House, I don't think, is interested in working with the NRA. They're interested in hearing what they have to say because they know they're a powerful lobby. The White House would rather have them as an ally than an enemy. It's the way it's set up to be right now. So this is a wait-and-see game. And 2013 is key for something to shift, some kind of ground beneath us to shift, all because of a couple of really horrific tragedies in our country. We certainly cannot deny that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the fiscal deal that was cut, what's wrong with it, how it affects you, how it affects me, as we turn the page.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Fiscal cliff a lot. Now we're looking at the debt ceiling and what's going to happen this time around. It's the same old scenarios ever since I jumped on the air here at America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show former Comptroller General David Walker. And David is now the CEO of Comeback America Initiative. Their objective is, or at least one of them anyway, as I understand it, is their main mission is to promote fiscal responsibility and sustainability by engaging the public and assisting in, you know, with key policymakers on a nonpartisan basis. That is like music to my ears. As soon as I heard what David did, I thought, boy, we have got to get him on the show. And again, he's the CEO of Comeback America Initiative. David, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Pleasure to be with you.
So fiscal cliff, I mean, this was heavy debate, of course, on my show and lots of talk shows across the country. Public opinion ranged kind of all over the map, but most people very disappointed in what they're learning in this last-minute deal. Was this a failure?
Well, I think it was an embarrassment. I mean, the Congress and the President agreed over 500 days ago to try to do certain things that would encourage them to achieve a so-called grand bargain, meaning budget controls, social insurance reforms, defense and other spending reductions that made sense, and comprehensive tax reform. So they saw the expiration of the Bush-Obama tax cuts and the potential sequester as an incentive to get them to do the right thing. But after 400 days, they went over the cliff And it took them a couple of days to be able to, you know, put it back together. And in effect, it's a B, I think, on tax reforms. Absent comprehensive tax reform, I think what they did was pretty much in line with some of the, confidential advice that I gave people on both sides of the aisle, both ends of the hill. But there was an F in spending because there really weren't any spending reductions. And they punted the ball on the three things that they need to really focus on: social insurance reforms, health care costs, and the need for comprehensive tax reform.
Yeah, and why do they feel so miserably on this? Because they're sticky issues, and it's easier just to put the band, I call it a band-aid, to just put the band-aid on it, move on, and then deal with it later?
Well, my view is that we have too much laggardship in Washington and not enough leadership. A laggardship is basically not looking ahead, seeing the trends, the challenges, the opportunities, mitigating the risk, and avoiding crises. It's waiting till stuff hits the fan and taking steps in a crisis management fashion and doing the minimum that you have to do. We now have a system that is dominated by career politicians, special interests, and the wings of the respective parties. And that's not good for a vital democracy and for our collective future.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about your background, I didn't mention this, you were the head of the U.S. Government Accountability Office for a decade, so I can imagine the things that you saw there coming through and that you were looking at. It's always interesting to go back and see where the money's going, what's happening. Of all those years that you were doing that, did you see things start to improve or did they seem to get worse?
Well, when I came in 1998, we had a surplus, we had 4 years of unified surpluses, 1 year of a really operating surplus, that was the year 2000. So things were in pretty good shape. But the statutory budget controls that helped bring fiscal discipline from the early 90s expired in 2002, and things spun out of control in 2003. And that was the year that I took the unprecedented step as a Comptroller General of the United States to give a nationwide broadcast speech at the National Press Club to basically say that Washington was out of touch and out of control, and it's gotten worse since then.
Yeah, and you said the date, 2003, and here we are in 2013. So as much as you're trying to rattle the cages, and so are so many other people, obviously there was a tone-deaf people in Washington. And I mentioned a couple of times at the top what you're doing now and working with policymakers. Are you finding that people are aggressively seeking you out, or they're open to it, or what's happening with that?
Well, I'm fortunate. I'm a political independent, have been since 1997. I've got a lot of credentials, having been Comptroller General of the United States, which is Auditor General, a trustee of Social Security and Medicare, and a variety of other responsibilities in the private sector, public sector, not-for-profit sector. So I do have an opportunity to consult informally on a recurring basis, and people do, seriously consider what I have to say, and some people actually seek out my advice. I feel good about what's happened in the last 10 years from the standpoint that the public is way ahead of the politicians. They know we're in trouble. The real problem is the politicians. And we need more leadership from the president, and we need more constructive engagement, among congressional leaders with the president to solve the problem. And I really think 2013 is a critical year, and the next 60 to 90 days are going to really tell us a lot as to whether or not we're really likely to make progress or not this year.
Yeah, and you mentioned it in areas that you work, talking about Social Security and Medicare. There's, as you know, massive confusion as to whether Social Security is even going to be there in the end. There's arguments about that and taking money from Social Security and then funding it back and that kind of stuff. As you look at where it was when you were there, when you were overlooking it sort of from the sidelines and actually having your hands in it and looking at health care, do you think that we still will have this piece of the puzzle in place, three decades from now?
Well, I was a trustee of Social Security and Medicare from 1990 to 1995. And I, along with my other fellow public trustee, Stan Ross, who used to be Social Security Commissioner under the Carter administration, blew the whistle on Social Security and Medicare and basically said that these programs were unsustainable as they were designed, and that we were going to need to reform them if we wanted them to be solvent, secure over time. Look, there's no question that Social Security is going to be around and that Medicare is going to be around. The real question is, at what age are you going to be eligible for the benefits? How much of the benefits are going to be? To what extent and how are they going to be indexed? In the case of Medicare, what's the level of benefits? What's the level of premium subsidy? What's the eligibility age? These are the key questions. And ultimately, we're going to have to address them if we want these programs to stay solvent, sustainable, and secure for future generations.
You talk at the top about the fact that the public has awakened to what's going on and they're ahead of the politicians. For people that are listening to America Tonight, and they're, trust me, David, these are people that will pick up a phone or send an email or a fax. What can they do to keep the pressure on?
Well, there's several things. First, they ought to check out our website, keepingamericagreat.org, which is the Comeback America website. A lot of facts, a lot of nonpartisan solutions that ought to be able to gain bipartisan support. They need to start pressuring their elected officials to act. They've been punting the ball way too long. The risk increases with the passage of time. And ultimately we have to make the political price associated with doing nothing, which Washington has become very adept at, greater than the political price of making tough choices that will involve some short-term pain in exchange for much greater long-term gain.
Yeah. So you're not surprised when you hear today, I was calling around right before it was released, and the first quarter deficit was $293 billion, according to the CBO. So you know this, you're a numbers guy. This puts the deficit is on pace to top that $1 trillion for the fifth straight year.
That's right. And you can't spend $1 trillion plus more than you make, charge it to the credit card, self-deal on your own debt, which is what the Fed is doing, and expect that we're not going to have a day of reckoning. I mean, both fiscal policy, which is tax policy and spending policy, and monetary policy, which is money supply, are on an imprudent, unsustainable path. And we're going to have to change course. I'm confident the Fed will, in due course, but we really need the President and the Congress to start working together to make the tough choices on spending and tax reform before the Fed's going to be in a position to do that.
Yeah. Do you think, one last one, as the Secretary of the Treasury, Tim Geithner, steps away and people are talking about Lou, do you think he's the right guy for that spot to overlook some of the things that we're talking about? Or is there somebody else you think would be more suited for it and you'd like to see Obama recommend somebody else, nominate someone else?
Jack Lew's a very bright guy, and I know Jack, and he was at OMB when I was nominated by President Clinton to be Comptroller General of the United States. I think the real key is, rather than talking about particular individuals, you want to have somebody who's qualified, who's capable, and who can work on with both sides of the political aisle, because it's going to take that to get things done, as well as who's respected by all major constituencies. That's really important. And I think it's not just the Treasury job that's important. I think the Office of Management and Budget job is particularly important, not just because of budget issues, but government's grown too big, promised too much, waited too long to restructure. It needs a fundamental transformation, and that needs to be led by the Office of Management and Budget on behalf of the President.
Yeah. David Walker, thanks so much for popping on the show. If people want to check out the website, tell us again.
KeepingAmericaGreat.org. And thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you too, David. Thanks. We'll talk to you again.
Take care.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. all the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Telling you about of an empty oil tanker that slammed into the San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge. Are you shocked to learn that he was in 3 previous accidents? Yes, it's true. So it didn't take long for investigators to sniff that one out. The guy has trouble piloting through bridges. So Guy Cleese is his name. Was held responsible for the 2 other accidents. The U.S. Coast Guard says the accident is a major marine casualty one because it exceeds $500,000 in property damage. No oil leaks, thank goodness, were reported. The bridge, which is the brains of getting people across the span, remained open. No crew were injured in this one. That's the good news there. No alcohol was found in any of the crew members tested, including Cleese, but they're still analyzing samples for drug use. Human error looks to be possibly what it is here, especially with the knowing the fact that this has happened twice before. So he has trouble navigating bridge areas, it seems, because the two other places where he was piloting included shallow water in Richmond's Inner Harbor. There was a tugboat that was tending to the ship that ran aground. There was minimal damage, that kind of stuff. And he was also placed on medical leave in August of 2012. Undisclosed illness. We switch gears and jump to this interesting story that involves a number. How about this couple that says Allstate shortchanged them and put them in home ads? Wow. So how did they shortchange them? The insurance company offered the Trainas, who didn't have flood insurance, about $10,000 for the damages. They say the amount is well short of the $280,000 for which their home was, it was needed for their home, and the contents were insured. That's what they were insured for. Can you guess where they were? In October, Sheila Trana and her husband Dominic had evacuated their home in New Dorp Beach because of the warnings from the locals. This is a Staten Island deal. And their home was trash because of the water. So they didn't get their $280,000. Instead, they got $10,000, but yet they were featured in an ad on Allstate, and they didn't get the money that they should have gotten. Here's what's interesting. The traditional private homeownership policies, like those of Allstate, don't cover flood losses. And so this is what Allstate says in response to it. They encourage their customers to consider flood insurance to protect themselves, you know, in ways that wouldn't be covered under a homeowner's policy. Oh, man. So when the family had Thanksgiving dinner, nobody else was noticing this except for the grandchildren were watching a football game. The grandchildren said they saw their house in a television commercial, and so it is true. Allstate says it's made almost $1.1 billion in claim payments. They continue to work with local Allstate agencies, they say. Blah, 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 blah. So here's the thing. Do they really explain to the people, listen, flood insurance, this is how it goes. You've got to have it. This is what's happening in your neighborhood. This is what could happen in your neighborhood. Very doubtful. They just collect the check. That's what happens. Sorry if you're an insurance person. Maybe you don't handle your business that way, but it certainly seems so to me. Crazy thing about bobcats. Do you know they can attack you? How about if you are in your garage? A Massachusetts man and his nephew were attacked by a bobcat that went into the garage, just slipped into the garage, and they finally captured and shot him. 30 pounds is about how big this bobcat was. They say that he hissed and leaped about 8 feet, pounced on the Massachusetts guy after he went into his garage. And this is Brookfield, popular town about an hour outside of Boston. Occasionally bobcats pop up, but never going inside a garage like that and doing what they did. The bobcat also bit the nephew on his arm, and the uncle pulled him off, thank goodness. How scary is that? So they're testing the blood, the bobcat for disease and the blood of the two people involved. Roger Mundell Jr. is the guy's name, and I saw photographs of him. He had big bear cuts on his face. Wow. Lived to tell about it. Isn't that how it goes? Lived to tell about it. How about this coming out of the can you really sue over this department? A son of the late RFK, that's Kennedy, who was acquitted of criminal charges in a maternity ward scuffle, is suing two nurses who said on TV that he hurt them. Boy, the Kennedys have more problems than you could shake a stick at, and I would love to know how much has ever been spent suing in all kinds of directions for this family or being involved in some kind of drama in the courtroom. So this lawsuit was filed Friday in White Plains, and it's coming from something that happened about a year ago. And what this is the, as I said, the son of the late RFK was acquitted of the criminal charges, is suing the two nurses because they did go on TV and they did trash him. Doug Kennedy says that it's defamation and malicious prosecution by the two nurses, and said that it held him up to lots of scorn. So this was filed on Friday, and what it was he was trying to get his newborn son from a Westchester hospital. He said he wanted the two-day-old boy, Anthony Burrow Kennedy, to get some fresh air. They objected. They tried to block him, then claimed he hurt them, that he kicked them, all that kind of stuff. And he's saying that that's not true. Even his wife is accusing the nurses in the hospital of inflicting emotional distress. Wonder if they need money. Are they the Kennedys that didn't get the money? The whole thing was crazy, and I can remember talking about it here on America Tonight. It's definitely one of the stranger things that have happened in a maternity ward situation. Usually it's nothing but hugs and kisses. In this case, kicking, screaming, and he said, she said. That pretty much that's the best way to sum it up. Hot, hot, hot. That's what they're saying in Australia. The weather is crazy. So hot that they have added new colors to the weather map. You know, when you see your local weather person, you know exactly what they're talking about. They have that bright orange, light orange, then it's yellow, depending on the time of day and the year that we're talking about. In Australia, it just keeps getting hotter. They say record-breaking heat wave is hovering over a lot of areas. And so they've had to change up the map because it just doesn't match the temps. And I took a look at it, and it's just one giant, to me it looks like one giant red blob. They've got pink and purple, and the how hot it is, we're talking about, you know, 110, 105, that kind of thing. They say it's a dome of heat over Australia. And it's gone on for 6 days straight with temps well above 102. And they think the trend is probably going to continue. And the map, all I have to say, one red blob and a giant purple in the middle. Giant purple. Not the kind of weather map I like to see. Something along the lines of 70 to 85 degrees is just perfect, don't you think?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
We just were Charlie Sheening. We were fine. You know, we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah. Winning.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.